a man who'd lived his life in blindness, as healed as Jesus Christ was passing by. He sent him to the waters of Siloam to wash the clay he'd placed upon his eyes. When the Pharisees demanded how it happened, he told them, "Jesus made this clay and now I see." When they called the Lord a filthy, evil sinner, the man stood up and said, "This cannot be. Talk that way about my healer. The things you say you just cannot defend. Don't you talk that way about my savior. Don't you talk that way about my friend." Now once I did not have the things I needed, and I asked someone to join with me and pray. But instead of going with me to the Father, they told me words that darkened down the day. They said, "God is far above the things you long for, so just put to death those things you think you need. For there will be no answer to your calling. Only greater men than you will heaven heed." And I said, "Don't you talk that way about my Father. He cares for every little bird that flies. Don't you talk that way about my Savior. Even I am Jesus' brother in his eyes." Now the news is full of terror and destruction, and I hear people on their platforms all around saying it's God who's judged the evils of the nations, with tsunamis and those towers crashing down. But when I think of Jesus' love and his compassion, and his death that paid for all our sin and shame, something deep inside responds in anger, 'cause I know they're telling lies in Jesus' name. And I say, "Don't you talk that way about my Father. The evil one's the only one to blame. Don't you talk that way about my Savior. Try to put that stuff on Jesus' name. Don't you talk that way about my Father. Those things you say you just cannot defend. Don't you talk that way about my Savior. Don't you talk that way about my friend. No, don't you talk that way about my friend.